This is JIS News. Coming up, new Contractor General calls for renewed commitment to fight against corruption. LAMP 2 extended to 5 more parishes, and School Wiseb pilot project should be implemented in 4 rural high schools. The details after this message.
We pledge to come together as a people to clean up our communities, to clean the gullies and drains, to clean up our public spaces and beautify our environment so that Jamaica, land of beauty, will be beautiful forever.
I'm on a mission.
A mission.
Today is the day.
Now the news. The Land Administration and Management Program, LAMP 2, will be extended for another 10 years. This is being facilitated through a contract signed by the government and the Korean Cadastral Survey Corporation, KCSC, on Tuesday. As a result, the KCSC will be investing a minimum of $2 million, with an option to invest up to $26 million over the 10-year period.
The original LAMP 2 project began in 2010 and was designed to be a two-year project aimed at conducting cadastral mapping and titling in 3 parishes. The decision was made by government to extend the project to facilitate further work under the project and to allow more time for cost recovery.
State Minister in the Ministry of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change, Ian Hales, speaking on behalf of Portfolio Minister Robert Pickersgill. 5 additional parishes are set to benefit from surveying and titling as a result of the extension, bringing this to a total of 8 parishes. Newly appointed Contractor General Dirk Harrison is imploring all stakeholders to assist his office in a renewed fight against corruption.
It cannot be business as usual. We cannot keep on passing the buck, waiting on the next generation or the next person to solve or to begin to seriously tackle the ills of today. We must, however, be prepared to be committed to do whatever it takes, for however long it takes, to continue, renew, or reshape our strategy in our fight against the abominable crime called corruption.
Mr. Harrison was sworn in as the country's 5th Contractor General by Governor General Sir Patrick Allen at a ceremony at King's House on Monday. Prior to his appointment, which becomes effective on March 1, Mr. Harrison served as a Deputy Director of Public Prosecutions. A graduate of the Norman Manley Law School, the new Contractor General has more than 12 years' experience as a prosecutor on a wide range of criminal matters in Jamaica's courts, including the Court of Appeal. A memorandum of understanding has been signed between the Ministries of Labour and Social Security and Education for the implementation of the PATH School Wiseb pilot project in 4 rural high schools. Labour Minister Derek Kellyer says the goal of the School Wiseb campaign is to reduce non-compliance of students on PATH by 10% over a 1-year period. This through a Compliance Intervention Strategy, CIS.
The CIS seeks to empower schools to address the issue of high non-compliance among PATH beneficiaries by providing them with resources at a maximum of $500,000 to develop and implement localized interventions. The process of the CIS requires each school to develop a work plan based on the peculiarities of the issues that result in absenteeism.
The MOU will last for 1 year, and the 4 high schools are Edwin Allen, Kemp's Hill, Claude McKay, and Central High Schools. And Agriculture Minister Roger Clark is urging local pig farmers to help reduce the high mortality rate of young pigs, which currently threatens the viability of the industry. Speaking at a pig census and value chain analysis workshop Tuesday, Mr. Clark said the reported 20% mortality rate among the majority of small farmers must be reduced to international levels.
If that is an industry-wide situation, it would be very devastating to the industry, because you're talking about losing 20% of your litter, and that would not be good. Worldwide standards range between 5 and 6%. And therefore, we have to aspire to reach that target.
Based on a pig census study commissioned by the Jamaica Pig Farmers Association, the primary reasons for the high mortality rates include young pigs being crushed by older, larger pigs, substandard animal husbandry practices, substandard enclosures which cause heat stroke and other complications, as well as infrequent use of animal vaccines and medicines. That was the JIS News. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.